Welcome to the Digital Prosperity Podcast, the show for small and medium-sized businesses who want to get more traffic, get more leads, and get more sales from their website. So, if you want to improve your business strategy, stay up to date with the latest sales and marketing technology, and learn specific marketing tactics that can keep your business ahead of the pack, then this is the show for you, as the JDR Group bring you ideas, motivation, and inspiration to help you attract your ideal clients and customers. And here's your host, Will Williamson.
Hello, welcome to the Digital Prosperity Podcast with me, Will Williamson. I'm here with David Roberts. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Will, and hello to everybody that is listening to us right now.
How are you in this cold, wet evening?
Yeah, I know, Will. It's winter is not my favourite time of year, but aren't we lucky to be able to talk to our listeners about social media?
Yeah, great pleasure.
We've seen a lot change in social media, haven't we, Will?
Absolutely, yeah. We started to be the only social network I was on was friendsreunited.com when we started.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I remember when I read an article about this Facebook thing that universities were using. Yeah. I can remember that.
I remember joining Facebook for the first time and thinking, like, this is what Friends Reunited should have been. This is brilliant.
Really?
I really remember it well.
Oh, right, okay. Well, I wasn't an advocate of Facebook when I first heard of it. I thought, why do university people need to, what's the matter with them? Just pick up the phone. But it's interesting how it's really taken off. What's really interesting is how Zuckerberg had a vision right at the beginning as where he wanted to
the world. Yeah.
Absolutely. Just on a side note, just shows how important a vision is in your business, doesn't it?
Yeah,
well,
it is, and having a purpose. Yeah, it really does. See, it's changed. It's really become kind of embedded in part of business life now. I remember when social media was talked about as social networking.
Correct.
I was trying to think when the change was, when they started talking about media rather than networking.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually, Will. I'm not quite sure when that crossover.
Because it is very much media now, isn't it? It's where, I mean, people go to Facebook as well as to network and talk to their friends. They go to, they read articles, they watch videos, they get the news from Twitter.
Yeah, but you know what, Will? I don't think people have caught on to the media part of it. I think they're still looking at the social part and the media part of it. I don't think they pay a lot of attention to that. And if you really understood media, it's about communication, isn't it? It's about communicating X, Y, Z to people, getting them informed, getting them entertained, etc., etc. So why do you think people are still resistant to social media?
Loads of you listening to this won't be. You'll be using social media effectively and happily. It's also true that there is still on company boards and a lot of people that are not stuck in the ways but have certain views on social media that are running businesses that are definitely against it, are definitely anti it.
Absolutely, well, but that's my point. The people listening to this now, they'll be on board with it in the main. But their competitors and their potential customers and their existing customers might not be on the same plane as they are, which creates a problem.
And you often see on boards in businesses where there is someone that's running the company or someone in an important position on the board who is kind of anti social media and everything that comes with it, because there's a lot that comes with social media, and then all the people that want to do it can't get it through and can't do some of the things that they would want to do, and as a result the company culture doesn't embrace it.
The biggest reason for that, Will, is because there's too many companies out there and company leaders not seeing a return on investment from social media. There's still a lot of businesses out there doing it because their competitors are doing it, or it's the latest thing, so we need to do it, rather than understanding actually this is a marketing tool, an investment channel, just like any other marketing asset in their business, and it should be looked on accordingly. The biggest challenge is there's not someone in the business who understands how to make it a return of investment channel.
Yeah, and there's a definite technique and strategy, particularly in B2B businesses, of how to make social media work for you, and that the vast majority of particularly SME companies, small and medium-sized businesses, are just not using. So the ones that are doing social media are seeing no real benefit from it. Yeah. It's just keeping up with the Joneses, isn't it?
Absolutely. What we see a lot in marketing, and it's the case for social media, is most businesses will follow what their competitors are doing.
Yeah.
So you can look at a string of websites in a particular vertical, and they're all more or less a muchness, which I was trying to say.
Facebook. Absolutely. We've got to be on Facebook.
Absolutely, and they're identical.
Exactly.
Because the market leader, they've got a website like that. So we've got to have a website like that.
Yeah,
amazing absolutely. How that happens.
Yeah, it is. But I think that a lot of the resistance comes from a couple of things. That's one where, you know, I don't think there's many people going around in the business community talking about what fantastic results they've enjoyed from Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn.
That's correct.
You know, they do that with Google AdWords or SEO quite often, but not so much with social media currently. But I also think that there's a lot of people that don't like going on Facebook themselves. Or when they do, they're going for enjoyment, entertainment, talk to their family. They don't see it as something they're doing for business.
If we take newspapers, when a newspaper is launched, its biggest challenge is getting an audience.
Yeah.
And why does it want an audience? It needs an audience so it can sell advertising space to people who will advertise in their newspaper.
Yep.
Now, once you've got an audience, you can market to them. Mm. That's the traditional mythology around marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Create an audience, then market to them. And that's what social media is. One aspect of social media is it's getting your audience so that you can communicate your important messages through them, whether they're information messages, relevant messages about your business, marketing messages, or even sales messages, which should be used very, very,
very sparingly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And the second is privacy. You think there's a lot of people real kind of hang up about sharing what's going on in their business, or they think they've got to give their company secrets away.
It's interesting how Facebook are making it less and less private, and there's a bit of resistance by the older generation to this. However, the younger generation have no challenge with it. And being somebody who's slightly older than you, Will, but not by a lot.
Slightly,
And look younger, as anyone that listened to last week's podcast would know.
Yeah, we can't bring that up in every
episode. No, but I'm going to try. Would know that they're a little bit more private than the younger generation. And they don't want to feel like they've got, as the phrase used to be, their dirty washing in public, whether that's personal or business. But what we need to understand is that, yes, you still keep a lot to yourself, but you've got to let a lot of information go. That's what's going to attract new customers.
Well, that's a misunderstanding of what you should be doing with Facebook anyway, you know, or Twitter or LinkedIn or any of these things. You know, you may see that you hear news stories about people losing jobs or whatever because they've put stupid photos on Facebook, but your company shouldn't be doing that.
Oh.
You shouldn't be sharing, you know, company trade secrets or any of that, anything sensitive on your social media channels.
Absolutely.
But seeing it as an opportunity to build your brand, build an audience. And
I met someone the other day who came up to me, was talking to me like they knew me. To cut a long story short, it's because they're following me on Twitter.
Right.
And they were talking to me about X, Y, and Z as if we've known each other for years.
Mm.
Yet it was our first conversation. Imagine that in a sales situation.
They ask you about the bike.
Imagine. that's right. Well,
if you follow Dave on Twitter, you'll be seeing a lot of bike photographs.
That's right. That's right.
Recently.
Yeah. Great.
I've been
challenge.
Hearing a lot about them.
I lost my thread now, Will. What was I talking about? Oh, imagine that in a sales situation.
Yep.
Somebody has come to your business and they feel like they know your business. They feel like they trust your business. They feel already like they can do business with you. That is the power of social media. So I think, Will, what we should do now is I think you should give our listeners some of those great abilities that social media can bring to their business. Like, for example, drive more traffic to their website.
Well, that's a big one. There's two ways that social media can help you to drive traffic to your website. One of the reasons why that's important is because a lot of companies that we come across rely, I mean, we did a report for a client this morning, sort of initial research project we did, and 86% of their website traffic came from Google. And you think, wow, that's fantastic, 86% of our traffic is coming from Google, but actually that puts you in quite a vulnerable position, because if Google changes their algorithm or something happens, or just the market changes and people stop using Google, which, you know, you can't foresee, but it can happen, things do change very quickly, then that's 86% of their entire business basically relies upon one traffic source. So if social media accounts for 10, 20, 30% of your traffic as well as Google, and you've got several other channels as well, then you're in a healthier position.
Yeah, and as we've been, sorry to interrupt you, Will, but as we've been advocating for years with our clients, you've got to have at least 6-7 ways of bringing business into your business, mm-hmm. so that you're not going from feast to famine. There's always a channel that's going to bring in leads. The next thing though, Will, which I think is the most important one, is promoting your content.
Yeah, and which does drive traffic, because every blog article you write or every video you create, you have, you know, in LinkedIn